last several years, we've seen Republican politicians like Marco Rubio and Dean Cannon charging literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in personal expenses to live large on the Republican Party, the American Express cards, and showing the Republican Party has been little more than a slush fund to allow Republican politicians to live large. Over the past several weeks, the Orlando Sentinel and the St. Pete Times, Miami Herald, Tallahassee Bureau, and other news outlets have been reporting on the details of this. And in each credit card statement that was leaked, it was just so explosively shocking. It started with actually disgraced speaker, now indicted speaker, Ray Sansom's credit card statements coming out during during the investigation into him last year before he resigned. And now we see Marco Rubio, we see Dean Cannon, we see Jeff Atwater, and others. And that's why this move is good. But what we've learned over the course of the past several days is that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the IRS, and other federal law enforcement authorities currently have the Republican Party of Florida and these same Republican politicians under criminal investigation over their spending and allegations that they didn't pay taxes on the money that they were supposed to. So while it's nice to see that the Republican Party is finally heeding the calls of the Florida Democratic Party when we demanded over a year ago that they release their Amex bills, unfortunately, they're just simply doing this because they know that all of this is going to come out in the criminal investigations anyway.
The Republican Party of Florida had a meeting today, and they said that they will release all American Express statements during the 3 years that Jim Greer led the party. How do you think that'll play out in the elections?
Well, I think that what we've seen is that these same Republican politicians who have led our state down the wrong path have, while they've been excessively spending on these slush funds to live large, they've been running our state government the same way, whether it be the slush funds, whether it be excessive spending, whether it be not using the funds for appropriate stuff. And it's wrong, and that's why Florida Democrats are standing up to change the way Tallahassee works, to end business as usual. And what we see is that Marco Rubio spent over $100,000 on the Republican Party Amex card, including for that infamous $134 haircut, including to fix his family's minivan and a lot of other stuff. We've seen dozens and dozens of these politicians. Yesterday, the Associated Press reported that 27 Republicans had these cards. And many of them had them at the same time Charlie Crist was governor. As governor, he was head of the Republican Party. It was his handpicked chairman who signed off on all of this spending. So it's clear that both of them are to blame. In the governor's race, we see Attorney General Bill McCollum, who has, over the course of the past year, continued to refuse to investigate, dragged his heels on it, worked to block investigations into the Republican Party, and actively said that they should police themselves, and that it's wrong. He has helped cover it up, and he's been involved in the backroom deals that led to these federal criminal investigations. And so it's clear that while the politics are less important than the actual than cleaning up this Republican corruption that's plagued Florida, it's clear that all of these guys are to blame, the Republican politicians who have run our state down the wrong path over the course of the past several years.